Ding dong, the butt is dead. Which old butt? The radar butt. The crew has triumphed over the Radarian leader with a little help from their clone friends. However, skilled bounty hunter Sarn Turbo and Sergeant Zeke took the brunt of the damage. But thanks to some daring action and stashed stimmies from Max Skyblade, neither is dead yet. In fact, the Twi'lek even managed to partake in their favorite activity, checking pockets. The crew now must bring the body and medallion to their contact, Venlana, to collect their bounty. Bling, bling. All right.
I think I made it pop on the ship.
I'm now the butt radar. I'm wearing the necklace.
You are wearing the necklace, the medallion.
You gave it to me.
No, you guys did talk about it, but Mac seized it.
Okay.
I'm wearing it. I've claimed the title.
I did kill her, though.
You can have half the title. You can have the butt part.
Oh, this is cool.
Why did you roll twice?
I rolled three times. All right.
I don't know.
Mac, you did not roll, though. Oops.
Sorry, I'm trying to look up my fucking thing.
And it didn't count. Huh. Weird.
Should I roll again?
No.
I can.
No, I don't.
Can I roll again?
No.
How will we all take
it? Oh, yeah, right here. Date, 6-5, killed Trex. There it is.
You have a log?
There's one thing I wrote down.
Killed Trex. Yeah. Yeah, that was during the live session, I think, wasn't it? No, it wasn't. Wait, was it? Because you guys were at Timo's palace, I think. But maybe it wasn't in person.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to think. Is there anything else? Nope. All right. Oh, this is level one. You guys are in level two.
Are we doing XP?
Not yet.
Okay.
Wink, oink, or maybe some XP later.
You sounded like that Ricky guy I sent you there.
I watched an episode of that show.
I didn't have a chance to. It did not look good.
It actually wasn't that bad. I mean, it wasn't good either, but... All right. Let's see. So...
We didn't actually kill the butt radar, though. She's just knocked out.
She is knocked out. Yes.
Oh, I thought she was dead.
She's incapacitated.
Yeah.
I thought you shot her in the head, or is that
no? Trek that I know. Yeah, that was Trek. But Graf was Graf stabbed in the head.
Yes. Yeah, Graf. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he comes back with an eye patch and a peg leg.
A head
patch. I'll be so happy. What if he came back with a robo toe? Like that somehow is only injury.
I'd sue him.
All right. Mac, you've just put on the medallion. Sarn, you've just been revived. I don't know. You've died twice during that encounter. which reminds me. That second stim back should not have been as effective as it was. It goes down by one every time you use one.
Yeah, so...
So the first time was 5, the second time was 4.
Yeah.
I fixed that on your...
Oh, you already did?
Yeah. You guys are in there. The two clones, Rafe and... Shit, what was the other guy's name?
Zeke?
Rafe. Zeke. Oh, no, Rafe and Tojo. Remember, they rappelled through the windows and saved you guys at the last minute.
Okay. as possible second. They waited.
Well, they heard a bunch. Wait, we had a bunch of Blastify, and yeah, we came and saved
you. Zeke, you were here. You should know this.
No, I'm Tojo. Oh, this is Tojo.
Oh.
Unrelated. Well, kind of related to Zeke.
Well, we might have to fight our way out of here, too.
Okay. Zeke is looking bad. Well, so is Sarn. Sarn is also looking bad.
Yeah. So should we try to check out what's down this hallway?
Sure. Give me a sec. This thing is going to be deleted.
Okay. Oh, is there somebody down there?
No, something else.
Yeah. Follow me, I guess.
You can't walk. You're hurt too. Oh. You are both.
I'm okay.
You're okay. You're staggered, and I don't remember your other crit. Do you have it written down? Compromised, I think.
I have like 5 wounds, but they're just like. Kind of like those like wounds you see on like anime where it's like, I'm still moving, I'm still ready to fight, but I'm like a little muffed up.
Yeah, you are muffed up. You have like the anime dirt like hatches. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, anime. Yeah. Even though there's no reason for me to have that, but yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
You got little burn marks on you a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're beat up, Sarn, so you're not in any shape to like just jump up and start running down hallways.
I wasn't running. I was staggering down the hallway.
Looking for more pockets.
Okay, so what are we going to do here?
Oh, we got to go to the safe. She's got a safe in here, right?
I don't think there's a
safe. I thought she said she was going to go to the safe to get us.
No, you tried to get her to do that. You tried to get her to do that, and she did not. She was not taking orders from you. And then you shot her. So...
And you shot her.
I don't believe there is a... No, there's not anything in there as far as the safe.
But there is nothing in anyone's pockets.
No. You got a lantern, a broken comm, and a picture of a Wookiee child.
Who is that child?
A tiny little child. Yeah.
All right, Matt, you want to go try to find an exit for us?
Hey, I don't mean to, just an idea here. This is Tojo. Just an idea here. We came in through ropes. We grappled up and went through the windows. We could probably take that out as well.
Can you carry the busted up Twi'lek?
I know I could carry my sergeant. Why could you carry the Twi'lek?
Actually, guess what? Now I'm a sergeant. I'm Sergeant Max Skyblade, and you're going to carry me.
Negotiation check.
Max Skyblade.
Yeah, no, I'm not Smack. Now I'm just a sergeant.
The two Tojo and Rafer look kind of concerned because. Zeke is not particularly responsive. He is awake. They did get a stim pack into him. But he's pretty injured. So they are interested in getting him out of there with as little conflict as possible.
All right.
That sounds so I'm leaning towards escaping from the window.
Yeah, but as the butt radar, we should probably be able to just walk through this place, right?
Can we just, is that how it works?
I don't know.
Can I just start waving this medallion around like, stay away. You can't blast me.
I don't really know how it works. If only we had an inside informant. He looks over and he had not noticed before. And he looks over at Graf. And Graf has got just a dagger sticking out.
Vibro knife sticking out of his face.
Yes. Well, he has what is clearly a knife wound in his skull.
Oh, no, I left
a knife. Oh, you did? I will remove that from your inventory.
Yes. I thought I already did.
Oh, maybe you did. Okay.
No.
It's gone. It is minus knife.
One minus knife.
Okay. We could try with the medallion if we wanted to just walk out the front door. Have you guys done that before?
No, that probably is not a good idea. I think we'll get
shot. Yeah, we just held someone hostage when we did it, though.
I think we're out of hostages.
Turns out hostage holding is really effective at getting us places.
Getting us out of places.
Yeah, well, can you get on the rope? Can we go out the window? I mean, it'd probably be really fun.
Yeah, we could probably rappel.
Yeah, I mean, Sarn, I don't think you're going to get very far. You've kind of got a busted leg. I mean, you're all fucked up, bud.
Yeah, but what do we do about the butt radar?
We will have to bring them with.
Yeah, let's take them with.
I like this idea. Yeah.
What's your name again, son?
Me? Tojo.
All right, hobo. My name is Sergeant Skyblade, and we're about to go out the window.
Okay. They pick up Zeke, and what did you call it, Andy, when you're talking about it? Like when you hold a drunk and you put the guy in the middle and sort of like drag him or carry him out?
I think I accidentally called it the fireman carry.
Well, that's a little bit different. Yeah. So Tojo throws Zeke on his back like the fireman carry. Oh, and he groans as he puts him on his back, and he starts to go towards the window.
Tojo, we go.
Wish me luck. And he goes to jump out the window, and he's going to roll for that. Athletics, and it's going to be 3 difficulty. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Check failed. So they fall out of the... they just fall. And he takes some wounds. No, strain.
Is he okay?
I'm okay! You look down the window. I'm okay!
What are we looking at when we look down the window? Is it like a far drop?
So you look over. It's not a far drop. You're on the second story.
Okay.
Oh, I guess he can't take strain, so he takes wounds. One wound.
I think we should toss the Wookiee over.
The butt radar.
Yeah,
I think we're.
I did put in binders.
Okay.
At the end of the last session.
So we're just
did you have binders?
And binders
yeah, I think I have. I think I have one more set of binders on me.
Okay.
So I think that's just gonna throw a handcuffed Wookiee out the window.
I'm not showing binders in your inventory, but.
Well, I know I came with 3. I at least had one set on graph that I took off.
Okay. Fine.
Before he pulled a gun on me and shot me.
Okay, so you guys toss him out, toss her out the window?
Yes.
Okay. It's Rafe, right? Rafe and Tojo. Okay. Rafe jumps over to the window, and he rappels down expertly.
Who's going to carry me out?
Sorry.
Well, I have a rappel. Did you guys give us a rappel? Or we just go on the rope that he left?
You could just go on the rope. You don't need special equipment to rappel. All
right. Well, I come over and I help lift Sarn up, and we start limping towards the window. Like, I'm limping too, and I, even though nothing's wrong with me.
Okay, do you say anything to him before you jump out the window?
I don't know.
Something Sarn. Cool?
Tojo, we go.
And Sarn, what do you say? Nothing?
This is going to hurt.
All right. So I guess, Mac, you can roll
a hard athletics.
Yeah, hard athletics.
That's just 3, right?
That's right.
Ooh, we succeeded.
But three threats.
Yeah.
It's rough looking. Unless you have an idea for it.
Maybe a little bit of rope burn on my hands.
Rope burn. It's falling with style, basically.
Little rope burn on my hands. Maybe as I landed, as we landed, I may have dropped Sarn a little bit.
Oh yeah, as you landed, you kind of hit on a wound. Like you landed kind of hard, and it hit him right in like a wound area,
right in the toe.
Yeah, the wounded
toe. My toe.
The oldest wound.
The oldest wound. Okay, well, let's get on this way. And you guys do walk around the base and head back to the clone encampment where your ship is. I believe that's where you left the ship, isn't it?
Yeah.
The clone
or close by it.
Yeah. Any flavor or on the walk? Does anything happen?
Flavor?
No, we just dragged the Wookiee there.
Who's dragging the Wookiee? Are we just carrying? Are we both? Is Sarn able to walk now? Or
he can? Sarn can like hobble. She's gonna need. They are gonna need some help.
So I'm envisioning that we just have a rope tied to each other, like we have a rope tied to the Wookiee, and we're just both carrying it, kind of like just hardly,
just dragging just it like a sled.
Like it's like this, and it's just I don't know if he's knocked out or she.
Wait, you have him on a rail?
No.
Oh,
just,
okay.
We're just dragging her, and through the grass, through the leaves.
Okay.
And this Wookiee is heavy.
All right. And you guys make it over to the clone encampment next to the ship. The ship is over by the clone encampment. I'm not showing on the map, of course, but it's over there. And let me put the butt radar in there. You have the butt radar. You have Tojo and Rafe.
Oak.
Get rid of him. All right. So you guys come out and Oak is sitting there and he's like, oh no. Oh no. What was his voice like? Oh no. Oh, Sergeant. Sergeant.
Yes.
And they, not you. And he's sort of worried. And they bring up the sergeant and Oak starts going right to work on the sergeant.
Hey, I need help too.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're not like a brother to me. And so he starts working on Zeke.
Come on, Sarn. I'll get you set up all right somewhere nice. We'll find you a nice little spot. Look at the stump that's over here I'm standing by. We'll sit you on that stump.
Okay. And they're starting to give like medical attention to Zeke. Zeke looks like he's in a bad way.
We should probably tie the Wookiee around a tree or something.
I put the rope around the stump.
Inescapable.
Nailed it.
Well, Sarn's sitting on the stump, and I'm like looking over Sarn, really concerned. Like, are you okay?
No.
Do you want to take a medical check on him?
Yeah, I'll do a medical check. Okay. Even though I don't have anything medically, even though I'm like the least medically inclined of the bunch here.
Least? I don't know about that. You and Sarn are probably about the same.
Is it a hard difficulty or just a...
So it's going to be equal more than half of the current threshold. So it would be average. So 2 difficulty.
Okay. Just medicine, right? That's not... That's what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Success.
Okay, so how many success?
1.
1. So you heal 1 wound, and that's it. Just one wound.
I just put a bandage over. I just put like a little band-aid over like what someone wounded. It's like a big cut, but I can only fit this little band-aid and put it right across. You probably need stitches, not a band-aid, but
This will do.
Thanks, Mac.
And did you take care of it, Andy?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to try and address his critical injury? He's got two critical injuries.
I have to see a doctor for that.
No, Mac can make a critical injury.
How do I just do another?
It's going to be a roll, and compromised is two difficulty, and what was the other one?
Staggered.
Staggered is going to be staggered.
Tiger, so you know your camera's like glitching out a little bit.
That's fine.
All right, just letting you know.
Yeah, well, shove it. Okay.
Man, fuck you.
I don't see staggered on here. There's no way I made that up. Well, we'll say that's also average. Huh. Well, so to do it, you just roll another medicine check against one of the critical injuries. Okay. Pick one and maybe put a little narrative on it.
All right. What are the injuries again?
One is staggered and the other one is...
Yeah, what are their negatives?
Compromised. Effects? Compromised, increased difficulty of all skill checks by one until the end of the encounter. So you won't have any effects from either of them other than like narrative effects.
So should I sounds like I should fix the compromised first or try to, right?
No, I want to take staggered so I can walk.
Oh, maybe that's
like it seems like that would affect my walking more than.
All right.
Compromised.
All right. So how are you staggered? I mean, like, that. Tell the doctor what is wrong with you.
I am Dr. St. Skyblade.
One of my legs, it's got a blaster, you know, score on it.
All right. I go up to your knee.
It makes it painful to walk.
I got it from here. I go up to your knee, and I start, like, doing the tapping, like, on your knee.
Okay.
Does that help? Oh, I got to run I got to make a roll. regular, right?
Yeah.
Hey, it worked.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of hoping that you were going to fail. So like I said, my reflexes kicked in and I kicked you.
So I hit something in
your... Oh, no, yeah, but there is a threat, so it could still be that.
So what I did is I hit you in the knee. It turns out your kneecap was displaced. I don't know, maybe. And that fixed it.
But when it
now
fixed
the threat is... It may have not fixed it.
it's hard to tell.
This could come back to, like, you know, bite you in the butt down the road. But hey, for right now, I think your knee's back to. I think you could be fine. Let's walk it off. Walk it off. I get some dirt and throw it at it.
Did you just throw dirt at me?
I'm rubbing dirt
at
you.
You really got to rub dirt into this wound. That's how infections start.
I am not.
You're a terrible doctor.
I am not a. I am the last doctor. I am Dr. Skyblood.
Skyblood. Not usually a thing a doctor brags about. And Oak is. You see him over there, and he's just sweating, working on Zeke, just doing some like field surgery.
How you guys doing over there? I got this all under wraps over here.
Did you rub dirt in it?
I did.
What the why would you do that? You put dirt in it. That's like the worst thing you could do. Get the dirt out of there. Get the dirt out of there.
I start like patting it like like
it's farther in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Oak, do you have one of those super stimmies that you gave us before?
No.
What happened to your voice?
No.
I thought you were just worried for me.
Okay. You guys go up to the clones. You guys are basically sort of wrapping up here. You're going to have to go collect your bounty, but there's nothing more for you here. You see the clones are all kind of like huddled around each other, and you notice that they're just like grouping together. They look at you sort of happy that you brought them some new and like good purpose. You think that they're thankful for you to bring some excitement and some like doing the good thing, taking down the gang. But they're ready to be on their own.
Is Zeke okay, their sergeant?
He looks. So Oak was able to bring him to stability, but it looks like he's going to make it. Oak tells you that it's going to be tough. It's going to be a long rehab process, but I think he's going to make it for whatever they can make it in the forest as his old men. But they're very thankful to have the excitement back in their life, fighting for something that seemed like mattered.
Is there anything we can do for them? Can I? Oh, I don't have any more stim packs. I was just gonna say I can give them a stim pack, a stimmy. But I'm all out of stimmies.
No, I think as far as medical attention, we'll take it from here. You know, I'll say it was good to get to know you guys. We were very suspicious of you at first, but you were able to help us in our monkey problem. And give us a meaning of purpose.
Those delicious, delicious monkeys.
And, you know...
Is there still some left?
Monkey? Yeah. No. But you can have this. And he gives you the hide of a monkey. I tanned this while you guys were out. And I want you to have it.
I take it.
Okay.
That's so nice.
Yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, it was really quick. I really don't know how long tanning takes, but I do think it takes a bit of time. Except here in space, we have special instruments.
So yeah, he gives you like a, it's like a Talio blanket basically, and he sort of wraps you in it, and he gives you some instructions about how to help healing yourself, which should, once you get back to like a medical setting of the ship, should be able to help you do medical checks.
Dude, this will help us replace the Wookiee pelts.
Yeah, and they probably don't smell as bad.
Oh, man, this is going to tie the room together.
Yeah, but we're bringing a Wookiee on board.
Right.
Yeah, that won't tie the room together. But we can show her our Ice Wookiee.
Ice Wookiee, if she ever wakes up.
Oh, yeah, we should probably put her in the jail cells in the bottom.
Yeah, it works so good for Trex. Although Trex knew.
It was his ship.
It was his ship. Okay. I'm trying to find the scene for the ship. And you guys wave, say goodbye, and head back to the wave. All right. It shows you're in space. You're not in space yet. And also, it shows... Shows, who's this, Jake, floating into
Graf. Space.
He's gone.
And Graf and Zeke.
And Graf.
Zeke should be gone. You gotta get rid of a lot of people.
Yeah, all these clones are gone. Clone gone. Sarn. Graf. See you later. And you guys need the butt radar. You guys walk in, battered, but happy to be back home onto the ship.
I think we should walk butt radar. First things first, we should put butt radar in a jail cell.
Yeah, we're not fucking around. I don't want this guy getting out.
Yeah, and I leave the binders on.
Yeah, okay. Definitely. I leave him bounded.
Although I don't see a jail cell on here. But I think there was.
There was, because
that's where you guys kept
Trex.
You found somebody in there, too. Yeah, you found Buren Ban in there, if you remember him.
Buren Ban.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Exactly.
One lake.
Yeah. He's still out. Not he. The butt radar. She. Okay. Hello, meatbags.
Oh, Rx, I need some help.
What kind of help?
Medical.
Do you need me to kill something?
No.
I love to kill.
I know. I need you to do the exact opposite of this right now.
Does not compute.
It should.
It doesn't. Oh, right. I used to be a medical droid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
It's been so long. I feel like I'm mostly a ship now.
You mostly are.
Real piece of ship.
Ouch. what do you need help with? Is it euthanasia?
No.
Okay.
And I tell him exactly what Oak told me while I go to the medical bay.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. I can't see you, but it sounds like you are not in good condition.
I thought you had eyes all over this ship.
Oh, you're right. I can see you. It looks like you're in not good condition.
I'm not. I need help.
Okay.
And this is what you should do.
Okay. That is good advice. Mac, I need your help.
With what? I got to fly the ship.
I have no limbs. But I will walk you through the procedure. We need to work on Sarn.
All right, fine. I was just hoping you'd tell Sarn what to do.
If I were to tell Sarn what to do, it would be more difficult for him to work on himself.
I think he could handle it.
Okay, Sarn. And he gives you instructions. Please.
I just lay on the chair and I pass out.
Fuck.
It looks like we have a sleepy Sarn.
All right, tell me what I need to do, robot.
Apply pressure to the wound.
I start applying pressure. Is that an athletics check?
No. look under the seat where he's laying. You should see a needle and some thread. It's laser thread.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
All right, I find it.
Okay. Let's see. Let me find... I will let you do... This is really not how it's supposed to work, but I think it would be cool to roll the medical roll that RX would have rolled. So his medical is... His medicine is 2 yellow and 2 green. You're still over half, right, Sarn? Your damage?
I think I'm a little bit under. No, I'm at like a third. Or 2/3, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. So it's still going to be 2 difficulty. So 2 difficulty on 2 yellows and 2 green. I think I can send that to you.
So what do I roll?
I will send. That's what I was just telling you. 2 yellows, 2 greens against. Right. So.
I have it up. So I just roll now or.
Roll what?
2 yellows, 2 greens, 2 purples.
Oh yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Triumph! Yes.
Oh, turns out I'm quite the sower. I didn't sew it, but I recognized the good stitching.
Wow! I did not expect you to do so good at that.
It looks like you took care of one of his criticals.
Not quite. But you did. You did heal 3 wounds.
Oh, wow.
If you could quantify this, which I will. So now you're just under half, right? No. 5. So 8 minus 3.
Yeah, I thought it counts. Oh, I have 3 wounds.
No, you had 8. He healed 3.
I had 8 wounds. Okay, so...
No. So 8 minus 3 is 5. Yes, you're not down at 3. You are down to 5 from 8.
I think we got that back.
No, we didn't. You had 8 wounds.
Yeah,
right. And you healed 3. So you should be at 5 now. If you were completely healed, you would be at 0.
Okay. It just doesn't look like it's... Like the bar. Health bar looks like it should be a little bit more full.
Oh, well.
So I was getting confused.
No, because you're about half. So that looks right. There is one threat, though, which is Sarn did wake up for a second and yelped because you did poke him a little bit in somewhere tender. His skin. Or their skin.
Oh, ow, my tender skin. It hurts.
Pretty tender.
Camera froze again?
Yeah.
In a perfect way, too. What the hell is that noise?
It's a comm.
What?
It's a comm.
Hello?
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 This is Venlana.
Who is this?
No, you're doing your Mac impression?
You can't do it. They told us who it was. Hello, Svetlana.
Venlana. So, I've called. How has your mission gone?
We've got the Wookiee butt radar.
Excellent.
The former butt radar, as we've confiscated her medallion.
Excellent. Meet me in the warehouse at the spaceport. And
did you just hang up on me?
Not yet.
Oh. Can you bring a doctor?
You're passed out.
So
I don't know where my non character.
How are things going with you?
She's hung up.
Oh, she's doing very well, Sarn. She's really flirting with me, and I still talking to you even though you're passed out. Oh yeah, there are robots in here though.
Okay. I know it was not clear from the conversation, but she said to meet her in the warehouse in the morning. So you guys get one night of sleep, which heals one wound.
Woo!
For both of you. Mac, do you want me to take care of yours since I have it open?
Yeah. Okay. I'm writing it down, but yeah, that'd be great.
So you're at 4. Sarn, you're also at 4. So you guys are at the same. Yeah, I don't really want to ask you guys what happened in the night because I
night terrors.
Your strain's completely healed with a good night's rest.
Good. I believe dodged a lot.
How much strain did you? Oh, you did.
I had 6.
Oh,
yeah, because every single time they were firing on me, I was dodging.
Okay. Ouch. So you still have the critical. The critical injury, but it's a little bit less. Well, your health is a little bit better, so it's like a limp or something. What was it? Compromised?
Compromised, yeah.
Compromised. Difficulty of all skill checks. Okay, but that's not till the end of the encounter. All right, but you still have the one crit. All right. You guys fly the ship into the spaceport. Mac, you did fly it, and...
Overnight, can we have on the butt radar medallion on Ghost's hands on the coat rack?
Oh, yeah. Yes, but I would like you guys to I don't know. I feel, okay, I'm just going to fill it in. So, Sarn, before you go to bed, Mac has come in to, like, tuck you in. Because he's really proud. Well, one, he really wants to see the stitching he did again because he's really proud of himself. But two, he's really starting to taking like you feel like this has kind of brought you further together. Sarn, you were like passed out, and Mac kind of kept everything together. He resuscitated you twice and sort of kept everything together. So he's feeling close, important, and he comes in because he wants to see his handiwork again and sort of see and make sure that you're okay. And you wake up as he's in there, and you see the medallion. He's still wearing the medallion. And you tell him that, I think that you should put this over by Ghost. I think that's what he would want. So Mac grumbles at first because he really thinks it's an awesome medallion and it really makes his eyes pop. But he relents, and he decides to as a token to your almost fallen comrade to go over there. Yes, he takes off the medallion and hangs it on his finger like that, and he makes like a motion to like tussle him on the head, but he's just, you know, it's sort of empty. It doesn't really do anything, but it's touching.
It was very touching. Back.
Touching his head.
I can use a shot of space whiskey right now.
I'm you notice sure
Graf drank that.
Oh, he did. He drank. Yes, he did. You look at where, like, on the board, like with all the medical supplies, where the medicinal whiskey should be. You grab it. Oh, go ahead.
I have hidden compartments. Can I have? I'm sure I have something somewhere. Do I have to roll for that?
No, you can.
I'm 9 times sure that because I have hidden storage under my thing. I have like 2 hidden storages. So
right, but
So I just kick the ground, and it turns out in the medical bay I have a hidden whiskey stash, and I pour Sarn a shot.
And do you pour yourself a shot?
Yeah. Why in the medical bay do I have a whiskey stash? I don't know. I know my other stash is in the cockpit. I don't know what's in that one, but
ooh, that's good to know.
Yeah. I mean, you know about that. I think you know about that. We discussed this once.
Mm-hmm. You just put it in the glove box.
Yeah, it was the glove box, I think. It was just a hidden glove box.
If you put anything like, in the glove box, Sarn will find it.
I'm pretty sure I have like I'm gonna have a bunch of hidden compartments in this place. That's like the number one thing to have in a smuggler ship is hidden compartments, right?
You guys clink glasses and take a shot, just sort of looking at each other and like feeling good about what you guys just did. Did you just take a shot?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have a secret apartment in here.
And you say, well, got to fly the ship now.
Yep. After a little drinky poo, now a little driving.
Now a little drivey poo. Uh-oh. Let's see. I will... Craig...
Poo.
Now for drivey poo. Okay, you make up. You drive over to the Talisema, which is the capital of Sulukumai, spaceport. They recognize your voice and credentials as one being from a diplomat. They say that the diplomat lot is full still, but they will give you a parking spot, and they give you a parking spot, and you do park the ship. There is some bickering that you've done with RX. During the flight over something about, you know, the handbrake. But you figure it out and you land the ship and head over to the warehouse.
Oh, we got to bring the medallion.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So here you're flying into Sulukumai. This is what Sulukumai looks like.
Oh, pretty.
Yeah, and they direct you to a place to land.
There's got to be a doctor somewhere here.
You don't need a doctor when you've got Dr. Ivan von Skyblood.
Great. He's trying on new characters.
Dr. Diplomat?
Not Dr. Diplomat. Dr. Ivan von Skyblood. What?
It's funny watching you put that medallion on. So as you walk off, you go back and you grab the medallion and you put it on just like that. And you one of you has to grab the Wookiee.
All right. Well, let's go get the Wookiee. I say we team it.
The monkey.
The Wookiee is still out. It's in binders. You guys put it in between you, kind of like a drunk. It's not stepping at all. How would you pick it up?
Oh, go get your power loader.
Oh, can I work?
I don't see why not.
All right. Well, I go get the power loader, start it up, and I'm not going to use it to carry a Wookiee.
Again.
This is
different Wookiee.
Different Wookiee.
Okay.
Oh, or maybe we should just use the tow cable and drag her.
Tow cable on. Well, I mean,
power loader.
Either one works.
Yeah, I'd say we just drag her.
Behind the robot?
Yeah, behind the robot.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Okay.
I can lift her. Whatever works.
No, you can do whatever you want.
Uh-oh.
No. She's not awake. I just wanted to push the Wookiee sound effect button.
All right. Break time?
Yeah, let's just finish one or two sentences up
to
set up the next scene.
Okay.
But yeah, this is a great time for a break. So you guys you're dragging. Are you in the loader or not?
Yeah, I'm in the loader, I think. Do I need to be? I mean, because
you don't need to be. You guys could. I think it's.
Is it going to be probably could walking drag. Around? Walking around in a power loader in this place, or is that? Or should we just go without?
Not in a warehouse.
I think maybe no. You would have to walk from where you landed to the warehouse. It may be kind of strange to be dragging a Wookiee. Maybe a little bit less conspicuous if you were carrying the Wookiee, although I guess it probably would be.
I mean, we could just kind of like both carry her. I mean, I'm sure it's, you know, we're too strong.
It's pretty heavy.
Well, what?
I mean, we were able to drag her before.
When we were wounded.
Yeah, it's really, I'm not going to cause a scene from this. I just kind of. I'm interested in how you would take her over. If you'd like to drag her from the power loader, we can do that.
Whatever works. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just dragging her with the power loader, working my robot.
Okay. And Sarn, you're walking.
No. I have Mac turn the hand sideways and close.
Uh-huh.
And hold it, so I just sit in the hand.
Okay, so you're sitting. Okay, so you're like laying in the hand.
Yeah.
Okay, and you guys are just going towards
the warehouse.
The warehouse. All right.
I'm doing the robot equivalent of strutting. You know, I'm carrying a robot. You know, I'm doing something like that.
Okay, great. You do get some weird looks as you walk by dragging a Wookiee through, but you're in a power loader, and Sarn looks kind of badass somehow. Sitting on there, so no one is fucking with you.
Yeah, it sure expresses extreme dominance.
Also, if anybody looks closer, they see the medallion and sort of don't want to fuck with you because the medallion is known. People know about it. You guys get to the warehouse where you were supposed to meet Venlana, and you see her across the warehouse with a determined look on her face, and she's with the male Twi'lek who was her assistant. You had met him before. His name was Perel. He did introduce himself before, but doubt that you guys remember his name, but I will just tell you. His name is Perel. Oh. And that would be a good spot for a break.
She is fetching.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a Pantoran and is fetching.
I'm Pantor interested.
That doesn't work.
Shut up. I think I got everything set up for tomorrow. Well, not awesome. not set up, but I have it.
Just ready?
Yeah, corned beef's already cooked. Because otherwise nice. that would take 3 hours to cook. So.
Well, we still have a lot of time, but it's good to have it out of the way now.
Yeah. I just got to clean and set up the poker table.
Are you going to Mom and Dad's tomorrow morning?
No, I wasn't told anything about it.
I didn't ask. I was kind of planning on going over there. You're just going to meet everybody at noon?
Yeah, I'm going to meet everybody over there because it's closer for me to just hop on 80 to 55.
It might be for me. Maybe I'll look.
I'm taking lunch at 11:30. I'll be there probably by noon. Yeah. You're talking about the funeral? The prayer service? Yeah.
So. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. No problem.
Thank you.
I have some memories with him as well. So, I mean, obviously not like you, but it's. I saw Tiger. I think I had my first shot of whiskey. Maybe when we were playing basketball.
Yeah, the Canadian Club. I think it was.
Tiger thought it was Bailey's, but I think it was whiskey.
I think it was Canadian Club. About us being cold. He said, "Here, this will warm you up." Slams a handle of Canadian Club now.
I do remember it being a handle. It was big.
Oh, nice. I'm glad you guys remember that. That's a better story than what I remembered.
What's Canadian Club? Is that whiskey?
Yeah, Canadian whiskey.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I do want to talk about that, but maybe tomorrow. Anyway, you guys make it to the warehouse, and you see Venlana and Perel across the way. And they say,
how intimidated are they? I'm walking with a fucking robot.
Let's see.
Do an intimidation check.
Intimidation? No, I don't. There's not a receive intimidation check. Oh, you're saying from Mac?
Yeah.
You guys, yeah, you bring it in. She looks quite surprised to see the power loader and very pleased that you brought in the butt radar, and they're waiting for you. They walk behind you, sort of not really saying anything. They look at you like pleased, and they walk behind you to the butt radar, and they walk around it inspecting it quite thoroughly.
I assure you she's still alive.
They look. It does look like that she's still alive. Out, but still alive. She then asks you guys for the medallion.
What for?
We need to end the Redarian chain once and for all. I cannot have this medallion out here.
Oh, it's going to stay with us, though. Like, it'll be safe with us.
Yeah, now I'm Mac Butt Radar Skyblade.
That was not our agreement.
Your agreement was to give you the person, to give you the look.
No, the agreement was always to bring the medallion.
Was it really?
Yeah, to bring it. Maybe not give it to you, though.
I don't remember the agreement. I thought it was for the Wookiee.
You will not get the rest of the bounty if you do not give over the medallion.
How much do we get for just the body?
Nothing. You took an advance, and I will let you keep the advance, but we will not give you anything for just the bounty.
All right, well, what's with the necklace? Why do you guys want it so bad?
As we've talked about before, the Redarian chain has been giving us real problems at the Zahn Consortium. Venlana works for the Zahn Consortium. That's how you got hired. The Redarian chain has been ripping off, stealing, killing people from the Zahn Consortium.
Okay.
And we need the Redarian chain to just be gone. We need to destroy this medallion. Just the fact that the medallion is out there, we think, keeps the Redarian chain alive.
Yeah, keeps them alive and keeps them out of your hair.
No, we don't want them alive.
If they find out you destroyed it, then they'll come after you.
No, they won't.
Pretty sure they will.
That is our plan.
Can I?
We're willing to take that risk.
Can we get more money for the medallion then?
No.
I'm like, what do you mean no?
Told you that you will get the rest of the bounty. I gave you.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me how important this medallion was before. Now it seems like it's a lot more important now than it was back then.
Sounds like you're trying to change the terms of the deal now.
Pray I don't change them anymore.
The Zaan Consortium is not an enemy that you'd like to make.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, neither was the Redarian chain, but we did that.
Yeah. Taken out a team. I've taken out a hut. Taken out a chain gang. You should see what we did to that chain gang. We blew up that whole place.
The choice is entirely yours.
Oh, my God. What do you think?
However, we will give you the rest of the bounty, which I will remind you is 9,000 credits for the medallion.
And we will
not be enemies.
All right, sidebar. I'm going to talk about my associate because, once again, yes.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
Give him the necklace? It seems like it's... I don't know.
But what do you think Ghost would do if he found out?
Well, I mean, what are we... We got his mortal enemy taken in. I mean... What if they're going to destroy the necklace?
What if... Hey, Vellana.
Yes?
Can we keep the Wookiee?
Keep the Wookiee?
Yeah.
I suppose so.
Okay. All right. I go back to Mac.
A Wookiee. We just got rid of a Wookiee.
when we wake Ghost up and get him help.
You trying to set up our fucking ghosticle?
No, not set him up. But I think he has a problem with the Wookiee and not the fact that.
No, I think Ghost has a problem with the whole thing. I don't think he likes this whole thing. I say we give him the necklace and then why would we keep the Wookiee? What is he
so that if Ghost wants to kill the Wookiee, he can kill the Wookiee.
All right, whatever.
Does that make sense?
I think Ghost is going to want to go after the medallion. I think he's after the title.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, we can't ask him.
Hey, God. God.
Are you there?
I'm praying to you.
Macron.
Okay. And God talks to you. And he says what?
Why did Ghost want to kill the Butt Radar?
You'd have to ask Ghost that.
Well, I thought you would know. You're God.
Okay, so I didn't really want to answer this, but I'm going to try something different and see what happens. He was betrayed by the Redarians and really had it in for the Butt Radar themselves. He didn't really get into why that was, but from what I understand, the Butt Radar betrayed his family. As for the difference between Butt Radar and the Redarians, which one he had a bigger beef with, I'm not sure. That's not something that he and I talked about. I will say it was, I'll just make the decision now that he was after the Butt Radar himself, him or herself.
The title or just the Wookiee though, right? Like that's the question. Like does he want to stop the continuation of the Butt Radar
idea? Or
does he just want this particular Butt Radar?
He wants the particular Butt Radar.
Okay, then Andy, let's keep the Wookiee.
Okay.
That makes sense then. If he's going to come out of the refrigerator and be like. We just let them keep the necklace? That'd be the one thing.
Yeah, but if we give them both, then at least we have something.
Yeah, we'll give
them both. I think it's a good negotiation.
All right. You guys can have the medallion, but we're keeping the Wookiee.
You can have the body.
What do you mean body?
As she says that and you hand over the medallion, Venlana tucks the medallion away as she gives... the Butt Radar, a final contemptuous glance. So much trouble caused by one woman and her motley band of thieves.
Yeah, but we want
the butt radar
to be alive.
Well, this is what's happening now. The queen, the butt radar sighs. So she comes up and she starts to gurgle. She injects her with some sort of stim pack, bringing her back to life. And she says this to her: "So much trouble caused by one woman and her motley band of thieves." The butt radar sighs, answering, "It's hardly over." And she says, "I doubt that very much." Then Lana replies before nodding to Perel, the Twi'lek, her companion. The Twi'lek produces a slim blaster pistol from within his jacket. The butt radar looks alarmed. "You can't be serious." She's got a more gravelly voice. "You can't be serious," she says. It almost sounds like a plea. "You've served your purpose," Venlana says, nodding to Perel. The sound of the blaster is very loud in the confines of the warehouse. Perel has shot her.
What'd you say?
Perel, the Twi'lek, has shot her. Yeah.
"You monster! She was unarmed.
She needed to be dealt with. We needed to make an example of her.
Yeah, we had a Wookiee that was probably going to kill her later."
"I can't leave that up to chance. The Zahn Consortium needed her dead. And now we will dispose of this medallion. We've disposed of the Butt Radar. And this problem will not concern the Zahn Consortium any longer."
"All right, well, what about our money?"
She says, "Your money will be transferred to you shortly. It should take no longer than a few days."
"And if we don't get it?"
"Then you have my word that you'll get it.
We can blow up your house with my ship.
We're going to kamikaze the ship into your house."
"Oh, yes. I agree to those terms. The Zahn Consortium is very reputable in these types of matters."
Died. He's gone.
Uh-oh, we lost God.
He's gone for God.
No, I'm here.
God is dead.
All right.
No, he I'm answers back. One prayer and then dies.
Every time I go back to the chat, is just this stupid fucking emperor making that face over and over again in a loop. All right. You guys can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She says, "You have nothing to worry about. The Zahn Consortium will compensate you."
"Well, damn right."
But it is a lot of money, so it will take a few days to transfer. A day or two.
My God.
My God. And that's sort of the end. She says, "If you want the body, you can have it."
"The necklace or the bot?" Whoa, this is disappointing. Am I still the butt radar? Who's the butt radar now?
There is no butt radar.
I feel so...
I have the medallion, and we killed the person. The butt radar is over.
What are you going to do with the medallion?
Destroy it.
Can we watch?
No.
Hey, Mac.
What?
Our killer, take the medallion back.
I don't think that's a good idea, bud.
Probably
I think
not.
I think I
can incur some serious consequences.
You do not want to make you're not saying it to her. You do not want to make enemies of the Zahn Consortium. The Zahn Consortium is a big entity.
Kind of a big deal.
But your business with them is done, so I would assume you guys are going back to the ship, sort of confused. Feel a little cheated.
I jump off the hand, I go over to the body, I take the binder, put it in my pocket.
Search her pockets.
I searched the pockets.
You found a lantern, a broken comm, and a picture of a little Wookiee.
Fair enough.
A young Wookiee. A child Wookiee, even.
But I take the binders and put them in my pocket. And I jump back on the hand.
I look at the picture of the little baby Wookiee, like, who's this Wookiee? It's a mystery.
It is a mystery. Venlana does not know.
Is the Wookiee in the picture white by chance?
It's a black and white photo, so it's hard to tell.
It's a good answer.
It's like a Polaroid.
That's really clever.
Hey, Vedlana, before we leave.
Yes?
Is there a good doctor around here?
She gives you coordinates for a veterinarian.
Oh, that is an insult, jerk.
No, it's not an insult. It's just meant to...
like a mobster thing, yeah.
Like a mobster thing, yes. So were you in character when you said it was a jerk? Or
yeah, that was in the character.
This is how we need to do things here.
It's and probably says, better than RX.
Thank you for your help.
And I'm putting it on your tab.
The what?
The doctor's visit.
That's not how this works.
What?
We paid you.
All right. No,
you haven't paid me yet.
It's fine. Sorry, don't tell her we're going to put it on our tab. We'll just do it.
And then all of a sudden you guys are going to get into a firefight. Negotiation check. And I will tell you that if you fail the negotiation, there will be a firefight. No, okay. Let's just leave it there. You guys go back to the ship.
All right. Back to the ship.
Back to the ship. How come the ship is not on?
Wait, are the coordinates for the vet on the way to the ship?
It's information, man. Like, you got it.
I don't know. Why go back to the ship and then have to go out later?
Well, you guys... Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. But, yeah, I guess you guys don't have to go back to the ship. You guys can go right to the... You guys can go to the vet. I mean, if you want.
Let's go to the vet.
Get
you taken care of.
Okay, you go to the vet and heal.
You need some help too, Mac.
You both heal one more wound.
That's it? No, yeah, but if I go to a doctor, I get my critical taken care of, though, I thought.
No, it would be a... We're not doing that now.
Okay.
So we went to the vet?
You guys went to the vet, and now you guys are both at three wound.
Vet,
so you healed one.
Minus one wound.
Oh, did you already add mine then, Tiger?
I did, sorry. Or not sorry, but...
Sorry.
Yeah, the vet... Okay. I'll roll for the vet. The vet, the roll for the vet for the critical.
Okay.
Your critical is difficult, right?
It was average.
Yeah. Two.
Two, yeah.
And I will say it's three proficiency and one ability.
Oh, if he fails this, I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to rage quit.
I'm going to flip a dark side point and upgrade one of the, because it's kind of a dingy place, one of the difficulties is the red. So it's a challenge because he's a vet and not a doctor. Okay. It succeeded. And your other... critical wound is healed. So you now have zero criticals.
All right.
Can you make a note of that, please?
Yes.
And that's good.
It is very good.
As you guys leave the vet, you guys are pretty happy about the vet visit. You notice that your comm has voicemail.
Essentially voicemail.
What's the voicemail button?
You both have the same voicemail. I don't know how this works, but just narratively it's convenient that both you guys have the same voicemail message. And you look at it and push it to play, and you guys are listening to it together, and it says, "This is Zeke.
I don't know much how much time I got left. But I'm fighting like hell. Oak says I got a chance to make it, but I just wanted to say a few things just in case. Mac, you know, you got us through the vault. Without you being who you are and sometimes being who you're not, it got us through. And, you know, it was a lot easier to get through doing it that way. So, you know, you be you. And Son, you can be really reckless, but I owe you great debt. You brought some excitement into my life. Your bravery is like nothing like our clones. And I was pleasure serving beside you. Thank you for giving it your all when we needed it most. I noticed that and it was impactful. So, don't know if we'll meet again, but just wanted to say goodbye. And then it beeps.
Oh, yeah, it's a voicemail.
Yeah. Sad.
It was so sad.
I'm brave.
There's a fine line between brave and stupid.
Yes, you are, my friend. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. Okay.
Come on, my friend. And I strut back to the ship.
Let's go get you some real.
Ooh, drugs!
All right. You do have some time to celebrate. You guys have some money on the way. I don't know how you guys would deal with this. How would Sarn and Mac deal with it? You guys have just gotten back. You're somewhat healed now. There was a job well done. What's next?
I mean, we got to go get a bottle of fine space whiskey.
Yeah, we drank all mine.
We had one shot each.
That's all I had.
In one of your secret compartments. I know about the other ones.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, you guys go out and get whiskey. Because I'm getting a sense you guys just want to spend time resting on the ship, maybe with some whiskey.
Whiskey.
What kind of bottle or how much you spend it on it? Is there anything special or weird about the particular whiskey you're going to buy? Like, is it from somewhere?
It's actually a very, very old bottle from Dagobah.
Ooh.
And it's a Dagobah?
Yeah, and it's more like
Loppy.
Scotch because of the wetlands and like the bogs.
Okay.
So it's got
peat
taste to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got that. And it was probably, let me check how much gold I have, or credits I have.
Credits.
I know I got a ledger in here somewhere. Spirit. Oh, yeah, I got 2,000 credits.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, we had 1,000 from Venlana for the advance. I don't know where the other 1,000 came, but I'm assuming that.
I've got it all written down.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll spend $100 on it.
All right. All right, you buy like that's a pretty good whiskey.
Yeah,
good vintage.
Okay.
The Dagobah was very peaty that year.
Peaty.
All right. You guys spend the night drinking, and let's say you finish the bottle.
Jesus, what a night!
Right? Does that make sense? Or
yeah.
Okay. I mean, where would you guys wake up in the morning?
Well, since I was probably pretty very drunk, the jail cell again, I think.
The same jail cell you just had the butt radar?
Yeah.
Does it still smell like the butt radar?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm on top of that's what ship. Happened last time we went to Olajuwon's. I woke up in the jail cell, I think.
Oh, you did? And didn't Mac wake up in the bathroom but the door was locked?
Something like that.
I wake up and I'm on top of the ship.
Outside?
Yeah, outside. I wanted to get the cockpit, but I couldn't find the door. So I'm on the outside.
Well, okay. The fuck did I get out of here?
And so what? So you're on top of the actually?
Yeah.
No. Yeah, you're on top, and Sarn, you're in the jail cell. Sleeping on just the slab.
Wood. Sleeping on
no,
wood.
No, I brought the Talio blanket.
Oh, you're sleeping under the Talio blanket.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, cute. But do you guys hear something?
Yeah, I answer the hello.
The familiar voice of Venlana crackles at the other end of the comlink. Telltale electronic noise, almost too subtle to notice, indicates that her comm signal is being scrambled. We have a problem, she says, her words tense and deliberate. The butt radar you brought us was an imposter.
What?
Yes. She informs you that the events of the past hour, the medallion was a facsimile of the real thing. And another consortium shipment, which was previously a closely guarded secret, is now in the hands of the Radarians. Although the ship's crew risked Tiber Zahn's wrath and surrendered without a struggle, the pirates broke their own tradition and killed all of them. After eliminating the ship's crew and jettisoning the bodies into space, the Radarian chain transmitted a message to the Zahn Consortium. But radars do not die so easily.
Wow.
And that's the end of Act 1.
Wow. So I was never their butt radar at all.
It turns out.
It's so devastating.
You better still get paid.